Dan Miller.
Hi, Dan. It's Nadine.
Hi, Nadine.
Hi, I spoke with Asta, so I got her through that. And then now we sent
you. I'm sure she was thrilled.
Yes, she was. She's like, well, don't worry. I'm going to walk you through this. So one thing I did want to tell you, right, a couple of things that I wanted to touch base with you on.
Sure.
So in the voice verification, right, just so that we're both on board, you and Aries are the ones who are going to be the preferred method of contacts anytime that there's changes to the account. I mean, you're the primary, but she can also call in to make changes, okay, is what I notated.
Yeah.
Now, also...
I could add someone later, right?
Yes, correct. Just
okay.
Make sure you let us know. Now,
yes.
One thing is that we always ask that you, you know, because what's going to happen, right, is that once you start having more online presence, okay, you might start getting calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are unrelated to our company, unrelated to Local Splash, okay? So all we ask, Dan, is that you be responsive to any of our phone calls, emails, or any text messages from our company, Local Splash, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job. As long as you respond within 24 hours is what we ask, okay? But
is this the number that will generally I'll get a call on? Or
you would get a call from an 877 number. I'm going to be sending you a bunch of text messages right now,
okay,
too, because I do want to go over a couple of things. One thing I do want to stress to you, okay, if you get a call from a company, okay, trying to ask you for more money, right? Please take down that number. Do not give them money. You take down that number and you call us. Okay?
Okay.
We will never, Local Splash will never call you to ask you to pay more money. Not even $5. Okay? So please be aware of that. If you ever get one of those calls, you call us right away. Give us the phone number, because There's companies out there that'll try to scam you and say, oh, hey, you need to pay $5 more, and they'll try to say they're Local Splash. What you need to tell them is this, because we're going to even give you a security question, okay?
Okay?
If someone ever calls you like that, you tell them, what's my security question? You'll get them off the phone real quick. Okay. Okay, now, the other thing that I do want to mention to you as well, okay, because we're going to be your certified marketing representative, please make sure that you disclose to us any additional online marketing efforts that are during the term of your agreement. Remember, we're not saying that you can't, you know, we're not saying, oh, you can't do additional marketing, right? But we are asking that you make sure you call us to let us know before you do. Okay, so this way you're not getting any charges, okay?
Could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you say I should leave Angie's List and
let us get you going? You could pause your leads, right? A lot of our clients that utilize Angie's Leads, okay, they eventually do away with them once they start seeing what they're generating by being listed on Google, okay? So there is going to come a time when you won't need to use them anymore at all, but you know you can pause your leads, right?
I didn't know that, but...
Yeah, you can pause your leads, so this way you're not incurring all those charges.
Okay, great. I'll think about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one thing I do want to tell you, okay? You have two Google profile pages, because I did a little bit more research. You already have a profile page on Google for Minnow Contractors with 21 Dunham Place, Brooklyn, New York. Yes, you do. So guess what?
What
we're going to do is we're going to combine the old one with the current one. We're going to combine it into just one to show the 21 Dunham. So that's the one we're going to manage, okay? So perfect. We're not going to need to send out a new PIN code to you. It says Minnow Contractors on it. So I'm glad I found that, okay?
Maybe I said that and didn't remember.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, they're going to go over all of that with you, but I did want to make sure that we have all of that. So I'm so glad that I found it.
Yeah,
now,
good.
right? I still do digging, you know? Now, the other thing is, so your payment was made today for the $698, okay?
Right.
And this is what I read to your wife as well, that it is a two-month verbal agreement. When, again, your next payment will not be until September 26th, and that's going to be in the amount of $599. So as I told her, okay, and I'm going to tell you again, if you're changing the card, make sure you call us 3 business days before September 26th to update the card in the system, okay? Or else it will charge her card, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now,
you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah, what's that?
Just a quick aside about why my card's not working.
What's that?
I have a Chase debit card, ATM
okay.
card.
Uh-huh.
And in July, it was used maybe 100 times in Illinois.
No
and
way.
At the same time, on the same day, some of the same days, I used it myself in Brooklyn. And
what?
Chase, yeah, and Chase will not refund it because they said the actual card was used.
You know what's so weird that you say that? I remember years ago my husband had a Chase card. We were out having dinner. He got this text message, okay? And it said, it was from Chase, and it said, purchase made, blah, 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 in the amount. If you made this purchase, hit Y for yes. If no, hit N. And a representative will call you. I'm not joking. My husband hit N because he never made no purchase. We were out eating dinner. And so they called him and they said, you know, Mr. Medina, we have, you know, someone was trying to charge $3,000 at an Apple store. Okay. They were trying to purchase. And he's like, absolutely not. And they said, okay, we're shutting down your card. We're going to send you. Everything's going to be shut down. We're going to send you a new card. We're going to send you a completely new, he stated, we're going to send you a completely new bank card. A whole online setup is going to be different now. Everything has been completely shut down. And he's like, okay. And that's so strange that if they saw charges there in Brooklyn and then charges in Illinois, don't you think, I mean, something's fishy about that?
Everyone I spoke to said, yes, but it's impossible for someone to clone your card.
But yeah.
My argument was, well, it's also impossible for me to be in two places at the same time.
Yeah, so, exactly.
They won't. I've spoken to 10 different people. They won't reverse them.
I can't believe that. There's got to be something.
I'm looking for it. One day on the July 11th was used at 20 different ATMs in Illinois.
Oh, man. Have you reported it to, like, the authorities, like, identity? I mean, there's got to be a way that they can help you. That is crazy.
I went to the branches. I called 10 times. They said they can't do anything about it. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the police, I guess, or something.
I don't understand how there's nothing that they can't do about it. I think that's bull, only because they're a bank. So they're insured.
Yeah.
They are insured for that money. You know that,
so
right?
It's so obvious. I mean, even the guy at the bank said, obviously this is not right. But he can't do anything about it, he said.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Anyway, that's why I'm using
I'm so sorry about that. Okay.
It happened, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So now the other thing that I'm going to do while we're on the phone, too. So once your term's completed, right, every 26th of the month is when you will only be charged $599. Okay.
Right.
So, once you've completed your two-month verbal agreement, it just continues to go month to month, okay? If at any time you choose to cancel or pause your subscription, okay, your monthly with us, right, your account,
yeah.
The only thing that we ask, Dan, is that you call us 3 business days, okay, before
sure.
your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay?
Okay.
That's all we ask. Now,
no problem.
While we're on the phone, I am going to send you 2 text messages. Okay.
Okay.
So the first text message that I'm sending you, and I don't know if you could look at your phone now, you should have received the initial invoice. It'll say, Dear Asta Miller, let me know if you see that there. We also emailed it to you.
Where are my glasses? Yes.
Okay.
I guess local slash welcome. If you,
there's one right after that.
No, that I didn't get.
It says, or it might have been before it. It'll say initial invoice.
Oh, we sent the copy to the email we have on file.
Yes,
please
correct. That's it.
Right. Yes.
Go ahead and click on that where it says, please click here.
Okay.
Now it takes you to a page that says local slash terms of experience, right?
Got it. Yep.
Okay. So this is everything that we said in the voice verification, what we're doing and all. Okay. Now, at the very bottom, like you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom, right? You see where it's asking for Asta's signature, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So right above her right above the signature box, there's like a little box to the left and it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So she'll click in that little box. Okay. And then all she's going to do is type her name exactly as it reads. Right? Just Asta
yes.
Miller. Okay.
Yes.
And then she'll click on confirm signature, right?
Yes.
Once she does that, what's going to happen, Daniel, is that you'll then see it's asking you for like a username and a password. Okay.
Okay.
That is how you'll be able to track your results with us. Okay.
Okay.
So make sure that she signs that, and then what I'm going to do, and you could just exit out of it. It'll still be there. It's also in your email as well, okay?
Okay, great.
If it's not signed before your client interview, they'll walk you guys through it, okay? Now, I'm also sending you right now a text message that's going to have the number to our customer service. So anytime that you guys have an update, a modification, a question, a concern regarding the account, remember you will contact our customer service, okay?
I got that.
And then I'm also going to send you one more text. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video. Now, it's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, and I would also suggest that Aries also watches the video, it's
mm-hmm.
going to give you guys a demonstration on how you log in to view the reports, your tracking system. It's real simple, but I want you both to get familiar with it, okay?
Okay.
So make sure
great.
You guys watch that. And then just the last thing to go over with you, we don't have to get you PIN verified because you already have the Minnow contractors with the updated address. So what we're going to do, and the technician will walk you guys through it, you're going to add us on as managers to that one, and they're going to combine. So this way you're not having 2 separate Minnows, okay, profiles.
Right.
We're going to combine it into one with the current address and the current company
correct.
Name, okay?
Correct.
And then now within 5 to 7 days from the time of your CI appointment, within 5 to 7 days, you guys are going to be listed in all the directories. We're also going to email you the link and the username and password to start logging in to track your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
And then 7 to 14 days, you guys are already going to be having your Google ads and your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. okay?
Correct.
Within 7 to 14 days. Now, typically, what this is stated in our terms and conditions is that for the first page placement in the local map, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However,
okay.
I will tell you, Dan, that we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it sometimes where it has happened sooner, okay? It could happen sooner for you because you already have the profile page. You just got to add us on as managers. But in the meantime, we'll be sending you notifications when your Facebook ads and your Google ads are live, when you're in the directories, when you're in the local map on the first page. So we will keep you in the loop, okay, as these things are being completed. All right?
Great. Okay. Where do I certify you as managers of that?
So in your client interview, what they're going to do is they're going to walk you through the steps. So
okay.
It'll be on your business profile page. Aries might be the one that has access to it because she might have been the one that set it up. Okay.
Nice.
And then the last thing that I did want to ask you, so we can also add a tracking number. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay. It's included. But what a tracking number does is instead of them actually seeing your office number on there, they would see a tracking number that is actually linked to your office number. It does come with an app that you can download from the app store where you can track your phone calls and your messages. Do you want it to remain as the phone number that's listed now, or would you be interested in a tracking number? Totally up to you.
No, just the number. I can't stand those.
You got it. Okay.
Numbers.
Sounds good to me. Okay. Other than that, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you.
Well, I really appreciate it. I know you worked hard on this, and I'm glad we joined up.
Absolutely. So don't forget, they will call you on Monday from an 877 number, okay, between 4 and 5 o'clock. They're going to call your phone, so just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And then they should be able to conference in Aries for you, okay? So they'll call your phone, and then I'll notate it if they could do the conference call with Aries on the phone call as well. And then we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it'll be coming up, okay?
Perfect.
All right. You have yourself a beautiful weekend. Don't forget to gather some zip codes, and that's all we need because we don't need to worry about the unit number because you're already verified with the new address, okay, on Google. Awesome.
Perfect.
Thank you again, and don't forget to have your wife sign the terms and conditions, okay?
We'll do that tonight.
Thank you so much. You have a beautiful weekend. You're so welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
You too.